Don't worry about it now because we're going live. Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, April 5th, 2021. And I'm your host this evening, the Miracle Man. And I am so grateful that you've made the determination to tune in to this wonderful broadcast tonight, wherever you're tuning in from, and however you may be tuning into this broadcast, however you found out about us, we're just so grateful to God that you've made the determination to tune into this program and to learn more about Jesus. And I am going to say this, even though it's the day after Easter, this still applies. He is risen. Amen. Here, amen. At home, I can just hear that. He is risen indeed. You know, calling those things that are not as though they are, you know, wishing they, you know, that find a way that when you're watching something that's live, like this, that you could somehow hear into their houses. That wasn't exactly video, but even audio. Like, that'd be so cool. But anyhow, we're just so glad. I'm just so grateful for what for the resurrection of Jesus. And I'm just so grateful for what it represents for those of us who are Christians. And I have a lot of great stuff to talk about tonight, but I want to start out with something just to get it out of the way. When someone is about to pass on, it's important that you know for sure if they're going to make heaven, that they're going to make heaven. If they don't know for sure that they're going to make heaven, give them the opportunity to give their life to Christ. It's very important because if you know somebody, let's say we're going to say they're a family member. If you have a family member, oh, and by the way, I don't just mean a father, son, daughter, mother, grandma, grandpa, grandchild, great grandchildren, great grandparents. Not just talking about that. I'm talking extended even. Aunts, uncles, great aunts, great uncles, nephews, nieces. What have you? In-laws. It's important that you know for sure that they'll make heaven. If they're not right, give them the opportunity to get right, to get saved. Now, because if you don't do that, you're a family member that you don't know whether or not they're saved, and they're about to pass, and you didn't ask or give them the opportunity to get right, then you'd be derelicting your duties. Derelicting. That, in other words, by derelicting, I mean not doing what you're supposed to be doing, as it's our responsibilities to make sure that our families, that our family members know whether or not they'll go to heaven. Because they don't have to go to hell. They don't have to go to hell. They don't have to go through hell. They can get right with God. Well, you say, Miracle Man, why did you start with that right off the get-go? Well, it was just, this was something that was on my heart right from the get-go. And by the way, this isn't even if they're just family members. This could even be friends, maybe people you met through some acquaintance, like I lost yesterday just a guy who was very, a gentleman who was very, a very nice man. He used to own this restaurant down southwest of Saginaw. He took me in this 1970s car in Mount Pleasant, back when I was doing Special Olympics. He took me from the complex at CMU to Lone Star Steakhouse Restaurant. And though I lost a man that I would often see at gatherings with the Patricevics, the good news is I know for sure he made heaven. I know for sure he made heaven. And so that's why I felt like right from the get-go that, you know, when things happen and people that, you know, get their promotion to heaven, to make sure that you, when I decided, that I just decided that, hey, I can use this as an opportunity to talk to my listeners to tell them to make sure that their family members and even their acquaintances that they might have spent significant time with, that they know for sure whether or not they would make it, that they know for sure that they would make heaven. And if they're not right, they can get right with God. Because guess what, listeners? The only things you can take with you to heaven, the only thing you can take with you to heaven is people, 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 people. As for that mansion you might be thinking about up in heaven because of that verse, in my Father's house are many mansions. You know, yeah, I think we have mansions up there, but your roof from your earthly house right now, don't try to pick that up. That's not going to heaven with you. Your stove won't go to heaven with you. Your mosque will not go to heaven with you. Oh, I thought I'd get a better amen than that for that, listeners. Your mosque won't go to heaven with you. Your that thing that, whether it's a, maybe you got a mask mark on your face because you've worn a mask so much the last year. Oh, I hope not. So is there such a thing as a mask mark, Shelley, or do you doubt it?
Oh, it could be. You can lay the sun with it, yeah.
A mask mark. Oh, man. I thought it was just this made-up thing, you know. Maybe, like, if you wore a mask. If you're wearing a mask all day, every day, you know. Who knows? Maybe doctors have them. I don't know. But anyhow, that thing, you know, that thing won't go to heaven with you. You won't need it there. You won't need it. In Jesus' name, soon we're not going to need them here either. In Jesus, we won't need them. And so, anyhow, as for my resurrection weekend, Friday I got to go up with my mother and father to go see my Uncle Dale and also my grandpa on my mother's side. And he was so glad to see us. He was glad to see me, my mom, my dad. And it was just, it was just a wonderful thing. And I'm not just saying that either. It truly was a beautiful thing to get to see him. He was happy to see us. And we went and got fish. Me and my grandpa got to have a couple, have milkshakes together, and you know, my mom and my grandpa, they got to play Skip-O together, which if you don't know what Skip-O is, do you know of any kids that play Skip-O or not really, Shelley? Let me think here. Age. If you're under 40, don't worry about it. Maybe 50. Maybe 50. That sounds about right, doesn't it? 40, 50. Yeah, if you're under 40, 50, don't worry about Skip. Okay. But, You know, unless you're my brother and you're listening, maybe if my brother would call in, he could explain it to you listeners. But like I said, if you're younger, I mean, if you're under 40, you know, just a card game, certain things. But anyhow, it was so great to be with them up there in the Cadillac area at his house. And wonderful man. He really is such a wonderful man. And I have great memories of him. He used to take me on gator rides. Before that, four-wheeler rides. up when they had 80 acres southwest of Cadillac there along Marion Road, 20-mile road. And every year at Thanksgiving, Christmas, at least at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we used to, my family all would go up there and have a big get-together. We'd have great food together. And so, come on. But we got to see my grandpa. And then Sunday, we had church. And by the way, yesterday's services at my church were powerful. Sunday morning, we had very good attendance, on par with previous Easters. Unlike last year where we were banned from going into the service. I mean, as the sanctuary had to do it outside in our cars, in the parking lot. And I don't know, I was chatting with someone on Facebook Messenger last night. And someone said, this person, she says, I saw the outdoor stream. It was pretty sweet because everyone was in their cars. But at the same time, it wasn't the same as having it inside. But the cool thing was is you got to hear everybody's horns, everybody's different horns. But so let me see here. So it was a great day of services. Yesterday as we celebrated the resurrection of our Savior. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And tonight, we're going to read from Acts 1. I'm also going to delve into Acts 2. And deal with what happened there as the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. Because after all, Jesus died and rose from the grave so that we could all be saved. The part of that body bought for us was salvation. And so, praise God. I had a comedy thing from the Tigers, an April Fool's type thing. But since it has to do with sports, I figured that I would wait until sports time to share that with you. And I think it's pretty hilarious. I'm sure that you will too. It has to do with one of the favorite Tigers of the last 12 to 15 years. I'll tell you which one it is at the appropriate time. And I have Tigers stuff to get to tonight. I have Michigan stuff to get to, meaning the Wolverines. And I have MLB stuff to get to tonight. By MLB, I mean Major League Baseball. And also, you have the big college basketball championship game tonight, which I will discuss that as well. And who is in it. But of course, before we do that stuff, we're going to sing a few songs. We're going to get into the Word of the Lord. And then after we do the Word of the Lord, at the end, that's when we'll have our sports and discussion. As like I said, tonight is a busy sports night. And I will tell the joke before I get into what the Tigers have been up to, because the joke's kind of elated, chronological order. And so, sorry about that. I was just checking the clock. Now, listeners, two real quick house things. Number one, I want to encourage you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers with an I, as in ice cream, riversofmiracles.com. By the way, ice cream sounds like a really good thing. No, not tonight, but I'm not sure. But rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. And to check out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, talks about the God who's mother could not see but strongly believed in. Talks about all the great miracles that Jesus has done in my life over the years, and it's a really great read. And I guarantee you this book will minister to you. If it doesn't minister to you, then we'll need to get some power in you. The other thing is I want to encourage you to please go online to PayPal. I have a PayPal account so you can sow into the Miracle Man show. If this show has been a blessing to your life at all, I would encourage you to please consider giving something, sowing a seed into good ground. This show is very good ground. You can sow into it. And for the name, you'll just need to type in Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, space Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And choose the amount that you want to give. And the verse I want you to stand on tonight is give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And that's found in Luke 6:38. Amen. And another thing, real quick, and this is kind of a fun act I like doing here and there, and that is that program has been brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go swing through your local McDonald's to try one of the new crispy chicken sandwiches. I tried myself one of those. I tried one of those crispy chicken sandwiches a couple weeks ago. It was quite a bit like the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Yes, I said quite a bit. Was it exactly like it? No. Very close. Came in extremely similar packaging to the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Go check out that sandwich at your local McDonald's. Maybe to you it might be better than Chick-fil-A. And you can top that off with in any size soft drink for just a dollar extra. And you get to choose whether you want a Coke, a Sprite, or you want to be like the preacher man and get yourself a Dr. Pepper. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra. See store for details. All right. We're going to sing a couple of songs. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Friday's disappointment. Saturday's sorry. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Saturday's silent. Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Resurrection power, risen my legs too. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power, risen my legs too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming up. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Do you hear it? My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that he wants to. Just ask the stone that was rolled in the tomb in the garden. Number two. Just ask the man who was wrong and the bones in the garden. Just ask the stone that was rolled at the tomb in the garden. What happens when God starts to move? I feel him moving it now. I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. Do it now. Do it now. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the phrase, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. This is what it said. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. It's supposed to say live, live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live. Wait. That's where you say. I get to do the high stuff and that. You just gotta say live regular. Whoop. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, 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 live. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the resurrection power. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles, the one who does impossible, is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make you whole, the one who put death in its place. His life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh. Oh, Lord, you're the Lord of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles, the God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth will grow strangely dim. Though your ways are not yet my ways, says the Lord of all. And I want, I ask of you, that so that my thoughts and ways are above yours. That's God to us. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sight, I'll set my sights only on him. And these things on earth will grow strangely dim. So thank you, Jesus. His thoughts and ways I pursue. Wherever I may be, wherever you lead me, I follow. And I know, Lord, you will see me through. Yes, Lord, I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth will grow strangely dim. Oh, I will move up higher. I will move up higher. My ways are your ways. I set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth will grow strangely dim. And these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim when you turn your eyes upon him. Oh, Lord Jesus, sing it again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Again, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We fix our eyes on you today. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You rose again from the cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are risen, and you are up in heaven, seated at the right hand of the throne of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have a blood covenant with you so that we can talk to you whenever we want, whenever we feel like it. We can fix our eyes on you, Jesus. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus. Turn our eyes to you. We set aside every distraction so that we can receive everything that you have for us tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as we celebrated your resurrection yesterday. Really, for Christians, every day is Resurrection Day. Because you saved us. When death was arrested, our life began, Jesus. And we're so grateful to you for that. We're so grateful to you, Jesus, for everything you did for us back on Calvary. And we are forever grateful to you. I thank you that we would never lose this gratefulness that we have for you. May we never lose it. May it stick with us. And now, Lord God, I thank you for this program tonight. Thank you for all the listeners tuning in from this state, this country, this continent, all around the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every person tuning into this broadcast, wherever they're tuning in from. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you just bless them for tuning into this program. Thank you for the seeds that are coming in. People giving, sowing seed into this program. And I just thank you, Lord God, that many lives would be changed tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that many souls would come into the kingdom of God tonight as a result of this great program. And I thank you for this word, that as we get into this word, that things would be revealed to us. That listeners have ears ready to hear, minds ready to understand, that they're ready to put this word to practice. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program tonight, Lord God. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into the program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Thank you that finances come into this program. And most importantly, Lord God, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this great, Lord God, as a result of this wonderful radio program. in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Let's make our Bible confession, listeners, because we know we can, the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what the Word says I can do. Amen. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Clap if you believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Acts chapter 1. Amen. Acts 1. We're going to talk tonight about the resurrection and ascension. And also, we're going to deal with Acts chapter 2. And what happened there. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to begin reading with verse 1 of Acts 1. And I want you to go ahead and catch up with me. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day that he was taken up into heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men, and he gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days, and he spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized you with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the dates that the Father has set by his own authority. But you shall receive..." Oh, come on, listeners. What's that next word? You will receive what? Oh, I didn't hear that, listeners. You shall receive what? Power. It says you shall receive power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men that were dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven, he will come back in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven. Verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. And when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. They, and then with his, and of his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, in parentheses, a group numbering 120. And he said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled. The Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number, and he shared in this ministry. With the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong. His body burst open and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called up the field in their language, Akeldama, which is field of blood. Said Peter, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in it. And in quotation marks, may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time that the Lord Jesus went in and out of among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness of us, for us, of his resurrection." So, they proposed two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belonged." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, where he was added to the 11 apostles. We're going to read like the first like 4 or 5 verses of this chapter, and then we'll come back to this chapter. We'll come back to this tomorrow because there's other things about the resurrection I want to get to you that involve the Great Commission. So we'll just read the first, like, five verses so that we can come back to this chapter tomorrow night. And we're going to deal tomorrow night in chapter two, we're going to deal with being filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 1 of Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a mighty wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. But not in the bathroom. Wait a minute, does it say that? I'm sorry. It was everywhere except for in the parking lot. Oh, nope. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. That's a good place to stop right there. So, as we know, on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, Mary, Jesus' mother, Mary Magdalene, and all these other women, they'll go to the tomb to look for Jesus. When they don't find Jesus there, they're all wondering, and they're all like, they took away my Lord. We don't know where they put him. The angel says, he is not here. He is risen. He's risen. Jesus said, he's risen. They said, the angel said, he's risen. And then he comes to them in different forms. The first time he comes to them, they don't even believe it. Second form, they don't understand it either. Then he comes to them, speaks to them, gives them the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the good news to each of them. And he talks about the different things that they would do. Tells them about the great things that would happen. They will lay hands on sick people and they will recover. Oh, by the way, listeners, they will lay hands on sick people and they shall recover unless there's a COVID. The Bible didn't say unless there's this thing called COVID going around, then you just... No, he said they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall be healed. Which tells me that the disciples or the elders or whoever lays their hands on the sick, that they won't catch, get sick with that same thing that this, whoever they laid hands on, has. They will, and if they drink, and Jesus says, if they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt hit them at all. Signs and wonders will be done. And the different things that it says. And it says the disciples went, preached everywhere, and the word was confirmed by the signs and wonders that accompanied that word. The signs and wonders that accompanied that word. The miracles that happened. So, in the version of Acts, after he's risen from the dead, he appears to them, even walks with them again, and then he tells them something. He says, "In a few days, you will be filled with something." He said, "You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit," and he tells them, "You shall receive power from the Holy Ghost. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost." You want to know something, listeners? You can be filled with the Holy Ghost too. But for right now, I'm dealing more with resurrection. We'll deal with the being filled with the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow. So, Jesus arose was taken up and was taken up into heaven, and like I said, everyone was looking for him. At first, the disciples were, like I said, they didn't know what to think. And then Jesus appeared to them. But it took a couple times for them to believe it. Then they believed it. And Jesus was resurrected so that we could have new life. He died and was raised to life so that we could live again. And when death was arrested, and Jesus paid the price, when death was arrested, our life began. And he died on that cross so you could be free. Free from sin. From it. Not freedom to go sin. Freedom from your sin. Freedom from it. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Everlasting life. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. Meaning, there's no point when it ends. Obviously, your life on earth will end, either due to old age or the rapture, which we are in the last of the last days. Obviously, we're closer to the coming of the Lord than what we've ever been. But at the same time, Jesus said, nobody knows for sure when the coming of the Lord will be. And that he will come at the hour that people are not aware of. He will come when we don't expect it. If everyone's looking for him right now, chances he's not going to come right at a certain moment that everyone's looking for him to come. So we just got to be ready. But at the same time, you still have to occupy. You have to occupy until Jesus comes. Occupy till he comes. Have a family. Have children. Go start that business. The things that people do. But at the same time, know that he can come at any time. But that doesn't mean that you don't live. Because we have to occupy. Occupy till he comes. Occupy. And one thing it is just amazing that Jesus loves us so much that he would give his life for us. For us. And he did it for us because he loved us so much. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us so much that that's why he did that for us. And because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, we have a blood covenant with Jesus. And I'm so grateful for that we have a blood covenant with Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would get this word on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord God, that we would just live for you. That sense that as you died on the cross for us and then were raised from the dead, that we would live for you and fulfill the great commission that you placed upon us. And that we would win souls for you, Jesus. Many souls for you, Jesus. And that we would fulfill all of our assignments that you've given us. And I just thank you, Lord God. And I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in advance for all of that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, and amen, and amen. All right. In terms of sports, Michigan last week, as you probably knew, Michigan lost to UCLA on Tuesday night. 61-79, as Juzang made a he shot more than half of UCLA's points. He scored more than half of UCLA's points on Tuesday night as they beat Michigan. So without Juzang, Michigan probably could have beat UCLA. But would not happen. Now, so, listeners, let me tell you. So, and then UCLA on Saturday night lost to Gonzaga. As Gonzaga beat them at the buzzer. So tonight, it's Gonzaga Zags versus the Baylor Bears. And to Gonzaga, overall number one seed, undefeated. Baylor, also a number one seed. My honest prediction. Is my honest prediction is Gonzaga 77, Bears down 67. Gonzaga will win by 10 points. They will beat Baylor. I was trying to think of a good nickname for Baylor, but I couldn't, so I just said Bears down. So So I do think Gonzaga will, in fact, win tonight. All right. Now, let's move over to we're moving over to baseball. So the Tigers. On a certain site that covers the Tigers, certain news channel thing in Detroit, they made this story. And on it, it was made to seem as Cabrera on Tuesday night before opening day. They're getting on the airplane to go to Detroit. The story is that Cabrera is sitting there in the airport and he is whining. Stomping his feet, you know, sitting on the ground, upset. He says, I'm retiring from baseball. I'm leaving the Tigers effective immediately. And they say, well, what you going to do? I'm a great rapper. And I could make all these other rappers wish they could rap like me. And so but then, turns out, April Fools. They decided to write a satire article. Not even on Thursday morning when I opened it. I thought it was real. Turned out it was an April Fools. Good thing I didn't just pass by it and not read it. And it was hilarious. And so, actually, on Thursday afternoon, on Cabrera's first at bat, Miguel Cabrera hits a home run as the Tigers would beat the Indians 3-1. On Saturday, they would go on to beat the Indians 3-2. Yesterday, however, they would fall to the Indians 8-3, even though Badu would hit a 3-run shot that would lead the Tigers to a 3-1 lead when Badu is batting for the first time as a Tiger during the regular season. And by the way, the first pitch, and Badu slams it and gets a big home run for a couple runs, which was a great sign. He's only 22 years old. He could be something very special for the Tigers. So I've already seen some signs of flashes from the Tigers, even though they're still anemic, only scoring like 3 runs a game. On average, it's 3 runs a game right now. 3. So they win the series 2-1. So they're 2-1. They would have played today, but their game got postponed because it decided to rain. Keep the rain away so they can play. Keep the rain away. And so to say, it's been good when I've been listening to the Tiger games, it's been good to hear the sounds of people being in the stadiums again. It's been great to hear the sounds of people being at Comerica Park. Yes. MLB. Major League Baseball has decided to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta for July, which is actually very outrageous that they did this because of a bill that they passed, a voter bill that MLB thinks is very much not good, which I think is actually a very good bill that Georgia passed that shows that they mean business. And so I'm glad that Georgia decided to do the right thing. I really wish that Major League Baseball would respect it. And so, anyhow, listeners, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.